producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Now 30. Whoops, wait a minute. How did I do that? It's 7 after the hour. I'm a little out of sync today. But that doesn't mean that I'm all wet. Get that, Jennifer?
Sync. I see what you did.
Excuse me. Monday morning on the radio, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden in Washington, Kenny Kessler in, I was going to say Denver. I don't know why I was thinking about Denver. Actually, you know, I'll tell you why I was thinking about Denver. This is how my mind works. Richie, you'll love this.
Okay.
The concert that Meredith and I went to in Chicago on Saturday, his day-long concert, the Farm Aid concert. It was an event, not really a concert. It started with some really great gospel singers, and then there were a lot of newbie talent that was across the board during the earlier part of the day. And then when we settled in, it was about 6 o'clock, Mavis Staples. My God, is she...
Wow.
It was just... She's got to be pushing 80 if she's a nickel. And she was up there with that voice of hers doing the songs that we love from the Staples singers. Just really a great way to get it all started. And then the, what did you call it? The Dragons. The
Imagine Dragons.
They were very good.
Yeah, I told you
very.
You like that.
Yeah, you did. I called Richie from, we're sitting out in the audience.
Imagine Dragons.
I knew I'd heard their name before. And you recognize a couple of the tunes. But the energy, the honesty, the sincerity, they're a Las Vegas group, but they have had some success, and they deserve it. I think they're going to be quite a big band. They were very, very good. Yeah, that's the song. Yeah. They're good. They're fun. They're working at it. You can see their kids. I don't know. They're maybe late 20s, early 30s. But they really were respectful. And I'll tell you who else was good is John Mellencamp. He was very, very good. He was in there to play. He was in there to be heard. His voice, even though he's been, a big smoker all of his life.
All his life, yeah.
He was there. And he had it together. Whereas it's over for Willie Nelson.
Wild Night?
Yes. I think good he one. Did. But he sang the hits, that kind of stuff. But the audience really was there for Willie, and Willie wasn't there for the audience. Neil Young was not there for the audience.
Let me ask you something on Willie. Mm-hmm. That guitar that he's got, isn't that...
Doesn't with
that
the holes like, in it?
The holes, one working string. It sounds like they throw a kid's play guitar up there that hasn't been tuned or anything.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable when I saw him at Jazz Fest how bad he was.
Yeah. He's done. But he still has great history and needs to be respected for all the things he's done, including starting Farm Aid. They would show excerpts of the first. This was the 30th anniversary of Farm Aid, so they had a lot of video from the first one. And there was a song last night we went on to try to figure it out. There was a song, and now I can't remember the name of the song. It was a song everybody knew. I couldn't remember who sang it. He was up there performing it, and it just has gone out of my mind. It drove me nuts. And then we went online to look at who the performers were in the first Farm Aid. And I couldn't pick his name out of anyone. I don't even know why I'm telling the story now, because it's without a heart and soul to it. It doesn't make any
difference. I just didn't know.
Let me go look it up.
Yeah. Well, anyway, not important. But it was a good experience. I'm now doing a radio program called The American Family Farmer, which is all about the people that Farm Aid is supposed to help. So we were there for that as much as anything else. But it was a beautiful, beautiful day and night in Chicago.
Oh, goodness, it was like 40 performers at the first
time. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And look at who was there, Richie. Beach
John
Boys.
John Denver was there.
Yeah. The Beach Boys were there.
Bon Jovi.
Yeah. Great list. Wow. Our top 10 radio topics over the weekend, asking you each weekend to tell us what you think the most important item was. And of all the top 10, it looks like there was sort of a tie, Kenny, close presidential politics and candidates. and the Iran nuclear deal. Also, the clock controversy with that youngster, 11% of you thought that was important, the wildfires in California. Jennifer, what's the latest on that, by the way? I've sort of over the last 3 or 4 days lost touch with whether they've gotten some of them or more of them in control.
Still going. You know, most of them are in Northern California,
yeah.
And I have to admit, I am a few days behind as well, but they are right still on. Going.
You didn't have to admit that. We didn't need to know that.
I had to.
I want you. No, you didn't have to.
Okay, they're still burning, Dougie.
Our poll today, what did you like most about the Emmys? Andy Samberg, Tracy Morgan's appearance, many of your favorite shows won. Something else, you didn't watch the Emmys, that was me. I didn't watch them at all. But it's a good show to keep up with what's going on entertainment-wise. There's a very important story. For those of you, I chuckled when I first saw this because both my children have in the last month bought Volkswagens. New Volkswagen. My daughter has a new Volkswagen, sort of station wagon. My son has a sedan. And so the focus on Volkswagen, the CEO has apologized, if you haven't heard the story, for breaking the trust with customers. It came out that the company may have cheated on emissions tests. U.S. regulators raising the issue. They think Volkswagen installed software that made it seem like its cars were more environmentally friendly than they actually are. So now the feds are investigating. Volkswagen has halted sales of the affected models. And so as a result of that, their stock isn't doing great today on the markets. But you look at these things, there are 482 diesel cars. Both my daughter and my son bought a diesel car. And the way that they measure pollutants now is, I would say this not in defense of Volkswagen, but not in defense of the EPA, because the way they do it is asinine. The way that diesel fuel burns differently than gasoline is important to understand in terms of what they call particulates, the things that come out. I have diesel tractors on my farm. I have diesel trucks on my farm. I've been around diesel all of my life. And I understand every once in a while you'll see, for example, when things don't burn clean, the oil will come out of the smokestack, sometimes literally as oil. Sometimes it come out as a blue smoke, sometimes black smoke. It just sort of depends on what's going on inside the engine. Does that mean it does it all the time? No, it's irregular, and it's based on the fuel. Diesels are much more sensitive to the fuel you put in them than cars are, than gasoline engines. You can burn bad gas, and it doesn't affect and really doesn't show much in the exhaust emissions. But with diesel, if you get a bad batch of diesel, it would be the same as every once in a while, if you have oil heat, do you notice there's a little smell that comes out of the oil burner? Anybody ever notice that? Rich, you got oil heat at home, or do you have gas?
I have gas.
Gas. Kenny, what do you have? You don't need heat where you are.
Don't need it, but it's gas.
Sweatshirt.
Right?
Yeah.
Sweatshirt.
Yeah. I heat my house
layers.
Okay. But I think those of you who know, if you have oil heat, you know what I'm talking about. Every once in a while, there's a little bit of a smell that comes, and that's bad fuel going through.
Well, kind of like the whatchamacallit, the French fry gas.
Yeah, well, that's what I used.
Right? Yeah.
For a long time, I was doing biodiesel. I stopped doing that because this year it's become less expensive. I bought 3,000 gallons of diesel fuel a couple of weeks ago for $1.68 a gallon. And so that's half what I paid for it last year at this time. So there's no real incentive to do bio. Plus, there's all of this huzzery with the political nature of using corn and other things to make ethanol, and whether that really works, or whether that's good for the car's engine. And there's a bill before Congress now that blah, 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 that says we need to cut out doing that because it affects the food supply. I mean, there's all kinds of political stuff going on back and forth. I'll tell you something, just to sort of circle back, if I may, to Farm Aid. It was very interesting, Richie, very interesting, compelling.
What's
almost
that?
To see how the bad guy in the pack is Monsanto. It across the board, speakers, songs. The Neil Young had three songs that were all aimed at Monsanto.
And you were expecting farmers who are beholden to Monsanto so that they wouldn't say anything.
Well, they're expecting this is a family, this organization, Farm Aid, is aimed at farm families. And for the most part, farm families are beginning to get, especially the younger generation, how bad Monsanto is and what they're all about and how they control what goes on in the food supply. The French government just sued Monsanto, and there's a story floating around today that we probably should post, Kenny. The essence of the story is that the French government sued Monsanto for the dangers involved in Roundup because the people have been dying who have used it, farmers have died, and they finally took them. They took them on. And Monsanto has appealed it two or three times, and each time they appeal it, they lose. But they're having to pay a family in France a lot of money because the farmer died using as a direct result of using Roundup. So, and they're summarily disliked. Hated, in fact, in most of Europe. And so you feel amongst the farm aid group some of that stuff seething because the family farmers are losing control of their ability to buy the seeds that they want to be able to plant what they want and feed their animals what they want and feed us what we want. It isn't just the animals. It's, you know, what goes on in the marketplace where you go to buy your food. How do you find non-GMO food? If you want to not have GMO in your food, it's becoming more and more and more difficult to find food sources that aren't GMO'd. And that's a direct, and so the stock, I saw the stock go down in Monsanto, I don't know, 14-15% because of what's going on as a result of the attention to the French, the results of the French lawsuit. Anyway, it's the food for thought. Back to the Volkswagen thing for a minute. I think this is a pig in a poke. There is nothing. These cars are so much better than they used to be. And the fact that the EPA would say, well, they have pollutants that are going to cause respiratory problems and asthma. For God's sakes, go outside in any city and stand on the corner. Go to New York, go to Chicago, go to Los Angeles and stand on the corner of any street. And especially where there's so much traffic like there is in L.A. and New York. And you tell me that it makes a difference whether it's a gas engine or a diesel engine as to what you're breathing when you cross the street. You know, this stuff is asinine. Somebody says, well, you got to draw the line in the sand, too. The gods who are the people who want to clean the air, and this has become like a religion. You know that. This stuff, these crazy people, it's like a religion to them to go after the supposed pollutants. Well, there are pollutants everywhere. You know where you ought to start? Damn you who are smokers, who blow your smoke. I'll tell you something about this. I was very surprised that the farm aid, smoking was allowed in the pavilion. And people were smoking all around us.
Really?
Not just smoke, grass, marijuana. Oh, my God.
You're a farm aid. What did you expect? That's all they do is smoke pot. Willie Nelson runs the
thing. Didn't think there was going to be as much pot around
as
there was.
Are you kidding?
Every time we turn around, Meredith, look at me, they go, whoa, a little more.
Contact high. Come on.
19 after on Good Day.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra. Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Standard Good Morning Radio. This is the Good Day program at 21 after the hour.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Relax into the new day here on Good Day by going back each hour in this program. At this time, we go into some musical reference. And so in this next few minutes, we're going back to 1988 for all of the big songs, top five songs this week in 1988. Say it again, Doug. Top five songs from this week in 1988 include at number five, Def Leppard and Love Bites, Jennifer's theme song.
Yes,
so where is
it? In a good way.
You just stepped all over. That's where it was.
I did? I remember the song, actually.
What?
I don't remember the song. Unless, well, I think I remember. Hey, what a cynical way of looking at what makes the world go round, right? Doesn't love make the world go round?
Yeah.
Or is it oil?
Yeah, but love being bad also makes the world go around. Because if it were always good, you would not appreciate it.
Yeah, love is painful.
Pointing that out to you.
Thank you, Richie. All right, so it's been pointed out. That's number five. Number four belongs to Robert Palmer.
On me.
What? Robert Palmer?
Robert Palmer.
simply irresistible. Robert Palmer, late of what group, Richie?
Oh, shoot. I can't remember, Ken.
He was in Power Station.
That's it, right. Power Station.
Yeah, but he went off on his own a little bit. Had a couple of successful, I think, bouts with getting in the top ten, didn't he, Kenny?
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's number four from this week in 1988. Taylor Dane becomes our focus now. I love this song. Love this song. Why are you giving me that? Good sappy pop.
Which you don't really remember. Then Robert Palmer. Yeah, he had some hits in the by himself.
Taylor Dane
is the one that wakes you up.
Yep.
I love Taylor Dane.
In many different ways she woke me up. But this one, this song, is such a great message. Crank it up, Richie. All right, let's see. The instrumental portion of it. A nice saxophone. I always, when I hear this, get into a high place. Yeah, because I think it's just...
Willie Nelson.
No, not like, wow, maybe listening to the old Willie Nelson recording.
Remember, she song gets me into a high place.
Guns N' Roses. Sweet Child of Mine. Guns N' Roses. Everybody has his own view of these sorts of things. It's nice when you like them. So, there's a universal theme song that I had forgotten goes back to 1988. I did not remember that Bobby McFerrin and Don't Worry, Be Happy.
I think we all feel good when we do that.
Oh, yeah. I'm not.
I think about Tom Cruise looking so hot in Cocktail.
Really?
And Elizabeth Shue.
Don't worry. Be happy. No, this is it.
Isn't it weird how music brings back weird stuff?
Uh-huh.
I used to have these earrings, and my dad wouldn't let me get my ears pierced till I was 12. This was 1988, right? I was 10.
Yeah.
So I had these clip-on earrings. They were silver smiley faces. On one side, it said, don't worry. On the other side, it said, be happy. I flashed to those.
Uh-huh.
A bad perm, probably.
Yeah, but you were cute. I don't remember seeing any pictures. I've known you since you were a teenager. I don't remember pictures of you as a baby.
I went through an ugly stage around 12, but
really?
I was an adorable baby.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's ugly at 12.
Richie's still going through his ugly
days. Yeah, I never grew out of it.
Very handsome.
Yes, right. Exactly. All right, so there we have the top five this week in 1988. Def Leppard, Robert Palmer, Taylor Dane, Guns N' Roses, Bobby McFerrin. Interesting kind of eclectic mix of tunes, which I think in the late 80s reflected. Yeah, exactly. 28 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy.
Tap water versus bottled water. What's healthier? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. If ever the power of marketing is seen, it's in tap water versus bottled water. Most think bottled water is superior. Granted, bottled water can taste better, but it's not safer or healthier than tap water. DCOC advice? Tap water is safe. I drink it every day. In fact, recording this 60-second message, it was my beverage of choice. Plastic bottles are not sustainable, no matter what you've been told, and 6 out of 7 of them end up in a landfill somewhere. In fact, they'll be around polluting the planet for many years after you and I stop drinking water forever. A lot of bottled water is tap water in a plastic bottle, and you pay mucho bucks for the privilege of drinking it out of plastic. So at the end of the day, do yourself and the planet a favor. Buy a reusable bottle, and if the tap water isn't to your taste, buy a filter. It's what I did. This is Dr. Chambers on call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
Tonight on NBC, The Voice returns with the blind audition.
All right, I just want to say that watching Blake and Adam battle over artists is easily one of the most entertaining things on television.
I know, that's your favorite thing. Then it's the premiere of Blind Spot.
Wait. You got to hear what the critics are saying.
Okay.
Blindspot is the smartest new show on television and is poised to become the next Blacklist.
Ooh.
Translation, sit down and watch this show.
It looks amazing. Blindspot premieres after the blind auditions on an all-new Voice tonight.
On NBC. I mean, come on. Where else would it be?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRAs, Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Radio. Well, sometimes people hear us in the morning. Sometimes it's either early in the morning, what we call morning drive, mid-morning. There are stations that carry us in the afternoon and the evening as well, thus making it a good day for millions of people around the country every day. Thank you very much for having been here. What we've done conceptually in this program is find a couple of people who are on either side or each side of issues. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you Jennifer Horn.
I'd be on the right side of the issues, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the correct side of the issue, so she thinks. Richard McFadden is here. It's control.
I'm with her.
Yeah, I know you are. Kenny Kessler is by himself. He's with him. Right, Kenny? You're with you.
I'm all alone.
All by.
Not if Roberta's here. All right, let's see. I'm not, you know, we have a, there's a fellow who will be named who will be nameless, actually, who does a radio program, and he always identifies himself as being from the, well, how does he call it, the moderate middle or something? What's he use? What's that phrase he uses, Richie?
Yeah, moderate.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Means
you know people who hang out in the
moderate.
Middle?
Yeah.
People who hang out in the middle, Dougie, get hit by cars.
Right.
Just be careful out there.
We learned that in the Karate Kid. Remember that?
Right, yes.
Squash like grape.
Thought for the day today from Stephen King, whose birthday is today. He's 68. You can, you should, and if you're brave enough to start, you will. What a great motivational item that is. You can, you should, and you will. Think about that. And remember, nobody gets credit for half-done work. Finish what you start, s'il vous plaît. Our trending stories at DougStephan.com today, focusing on the results of the polls. Carly Fiorina has had a big jump. Donald Trump has come off of his high, still number one in terms of popularity. But I think he's perhaps sticking his foot in his mouth, has caught up with him a little bit. Still, his issues are great. But he, and if you listen to the issues, if you let the two of them, if you sort of put them side by side and take their approach, the issues they talk about are pretty much the same. She has some pretty solid answers to how we fix the problem. Donald doesn't. I mean, there are a few.
They differ
there.
On immigration, which has proven to be the hot button.
Yeah, that is the hot button. Yeah, right.
And
yep.
As much as I love Carly, I totally agree with Donald Trump on immigration. Mm-hmm. Everything. I mean, that's what he gets you. And he did.
She needs to have a little more personality, though. She needs to warm up a little.
That's what someone mentioned yesterday at dinner with us. Is that she didn't smile once? I'm like,
no,
she's on
not.
The stage with 10. Pit bulls.
Yeah.
But also think about this situation. I mean, being a woman in this situation, and you know, I don't often play the woman card. I don't like to play the woman card. But
except
you are
on a date.
Totally, and then I let you pay your with your man cards. But what's hard is that if you're too giggly and too smiley, you're considered to be
you're exactly.
And
yes.
If you're too much like Hillary Clinton, or you're too, then you're unlikable and mean, or you know, a sourpuss. People are saying she needs to develop a personality. You're in a much more difficult spot because if you do lighten up a little bit and have some fun, you don't get called funny. You get called stupid, and it's tough. It's tough to find your
bimbo
role.
It's the bimbo role.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Trust me.
Which Jennifer knows. Hardly a bimbo here on the Good Day
You know
program.
What? I don't care. I'm going to still laugh because you know what? Life is too short. And
exactly.
You know what? People will either like you or they won't. And that's no matter if you laugh
and
or
and if you like
cry.
Us, great. If you don't,
the great thing about Trump is I'm not on his train, but he doesn't care. If you like him, great. If you don't, and that's the refreshing beauty of
him. Well, there's a certain amount of insecurity, though, in the way there's an insecurity, Richie, that comes with success sometimes.
Insecurity, yeah.
And he's, exactly. Right. So,
he doesn't care if you like him or not,
but
he'll ruin you.
Yeah, no, he does.
He
does care. The psychological impact of him taking a shot at, like, for example, he keeps talking about people's appearances. There's something in there, something deeply psychological.
Well, look at his
about
wives.
Him talking. I mean, no, it's not about his wives.
No, but
it's
look
about
at his
him.
Wives. They're all beautiful.
No, that's not the point.
I think he associates.
Well,
just can I get to it?
But you've interrupted
me. You won't
me.
Let me say it.
Yes. Well, what do you want to say?
Look at his wives.
Yeah.
Okay, and you can see that beauty to him is obviously one of the most important qualities, and probably because he's been. I bet he was teased a lot. Because let's be honest, he's not the most attractive looking man ever.
Well, that's the point. And yet, the beauty is only skin deep, and you can become very. You can look like you're insincere if you go through the train a few times, but the essence of when he takes shots
Rand Paul. I think you can use Wee-Wee syndrome here.
Yes, right. Thank you. All right, enough. Let's keep going. Next, Pope Francis in Cuba to meet with Fidel Castro and his brother Raul. It's where he's starting his trip tomorrow. He goes to Philadelphia and then Washington, New York, and his trip
here.
On the East
he's
Coast.
He's here, then Philly.
Yeah. Oh, is it Washington first? Okay. Yep. Also, there's a very important story here that we're watching at DougStephan.com about the Red Cross. This is something that's been stewing for a long time, and I don't want to be. I'm kind of one of those voices that doesn't say I told you so. And because I don't have a big corporate radio program, what I say often goes ignored by a lot of people. Maybe it goes ignored because it's silly sometimes, but it also I have my moments. I had my moments with the football, and I've had my moments with some political realities. I've had my moments when it comes to the Red Cross. The Red Cross is not what it seems to be, in my mind, has never been what it seemed to be. And so now there are people who are calling for the investigation of the Red Cross. The allegations that they squandered millions of dollars of your donation dollars, officials now think it's time for dealing with these people head on. They are so powerful. It sort of reminds you of this, of the phony baloney breast stuff that comes from the Susan G. Komen Foundation, that it really started well. Intentions were good, but it became all about power and her sister's control, and she's just nothing but a big gas bag. And the same thing's true here to a point. There are a lot of great people who work for the Red Cross. There are a lot of good things that are done by the Red Cross. But they have, Richie will tell you, when he gave money, and I forget, well, maybe it was Katrina back that far.
No, it was the tsunami.
The tsunami, okay. But they had so much money, they didn't know what to do with it, so they put the money aside, or they put it someplace and they use it for something that you didn't intend for it to be used for. You right. Send money to be used for the tsunami, that's what you want to use for. They take it and put it off in a bank account somewhere, and they use it later on for something that they want to.
Well, they use
that's
it
not right.
With. They invest with your money.
They make a lot of money.
Okay, we're going to send $100 million to the tsunami, and wow, look at that. We have $400 million that was given. All right, let's take this other $300 million and put it in this investment fund and this investment fund, and we're all making money.
Yeah. Well, you can go back to, I'm looking at this report. ProPublica and NPR have done this report, and they've focused on all the money that they raised. For example, $500 million in Haiti. They did not use the funds as they were promised to have been used. The Red Cross, by the way, doesn't disclose. They will not tell you what they've used the money for. And so there's
so
this.
Bad.
Hurricane Sandy is something else that's cited in the report. The Red Cross wasted millions of dollars on meals that didn't get served and that kind of stuff. You know, they're going to come back with their response for sure, but I'm not telling you that they're what really they say is going to have merit. There are a lot of things in here. There's probably some exaggeration, which there usually is. But here again, once again, the United States government is supporting a charity because they give money to the Red Cross as well. They give your money and my money. I want to decide where my money goes. If it isn't needed for the strict purposes of defending our country,
it shouldn't be
running our
giving.
Country, I don't give a damn what the 501c3 charity is. It doesn't deserve, it doesn't fall into the perusal of you extorting money from me to support some group that has an agenda. Great. You want to do it on your own? It's like giving to the political campaigns. That's the way it ought to be done. The same as you give to whoever it is that you want to win or whatever organization you want to help somebody win. That's your business. You do what you want with your money. I don't want my money used for things that I do not support. And the Constitution doesn't require it. And I am amazed that this stuff has passed muster and has never been challenged before the Supreme Court. There's something about this that's just rotten. And there's something about the Red Cross is rotten in and of itself. But the money that's given to these charities by you and me is just inappropriate, and we need to make sure that it's stopped. The 501, the Planned Parenthood thing is another red herring. They're after them for the wrong reason. We were off on this a little bit earlier because I think we all, I don't think there's anybody here who disagrees. Kenny, you agree with us or agree with me on this?
Yeah, I would like to get to choose which charities I support.
Richie, do you have a problem with what I've said?
No. I want to be able to give me more of my tax money back so that I can put it into the charities
right,
myself.
Exactly. Let me do it.
And I would be okay with somebody saying, okay, listen, 10% of your money has to go to some charitable organization every year for your tax write-off. Okay, cool. I want to choose this one, this one, whatever you want to choose. You want to choose Planned Parenthood?
Right. Yep.
Go. Give it to them. I don't care.
You can even give me a list of ones to choose from. I mean, seriously, I would even allow that much government control. I'd rather choose them on my own. But, you know, it's just this mandate. Yeah. Please.
Really bad. Yep. All right, so we, I think, agree on that. Doug Stephan's Good Day program at 44 after the hour. Provia is in my mind and on my mind because I used a little of it over the weekend. Provia is the serum that has clinical-grade botanical extracts that work on the main reasons you have lost your hair. All of us, as we get older, no matter whether we're men or women, our hair will thin out somewhat. Sometimes it comes back in because you've used good products on your hair and the pores are not plugged. But if you've used cheap shampoos and creams and things to sort of make your hair look a different way, chances are that those products have gotten into the pores and they've plugged them up so that the hair, when it falls out of that pore, that hole in your scalp, the new growth can't come through. So that's why you need Provia. You call 800-525-8319 and get in on the action. Men, women, colored hair, treated hair. Because it's not about the hair. It's about your scalp. Look at the arms. Women don't usually have as much hair on their arms as men do. But if you look at your arms or any part of your body where the hair comes through, that's coming through the pores in your skin. That's how it's able to grow, and that's how it's able to thrive. And that's what you need on your head. Open pores so the hair can grow and thrive. Call 800-525-8319. Say goodbye to the problems and hello to that beautiful hair blowing in the wind this fall. 800-525-8319. Get your hair back or your money back. All natural Provia. Mention Doug Stephan. You get two bottles for the price of one. Plus, you'll get... this is pretty quick acting stuff, too. You'll see the be able to feel the fuzz coming in pretty quickly after you start using Provia. 800-525-8319.
September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month, and the Leukemia Lymphoma Society is reminding everyone that despite progress, much work still needs to be done to find cures. Dr. Louis DeGennaro is the Society's president and CEO.
Today, more than 1 million Americans are living with a blood cancer. Unlike other types of cancers, there are no means of preventing or screening for most blood cancers. Since 1960, survival rates have doubled, tripled, even quadrupled for some blood cancers, but more than a third of patients still don't survive 5 years after their diagnosis.
How has the Society worked to find cures?
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society has invested more than $1 billion in research to advance therapies and save lives, not someday, but today. We provide free information and support services for patients and their families to help them access their treatments and quality, affordable, coordinated care.
To learn more about how you can help, visit lls.org.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. You know, some of these ads for Geico, the first time I saw that octopus come out of the water hole on the golf course, have you seen that one?
Yeah, where it picks up the golfers and just throwing them around. It's great. I love that one.
But they all get your attention.
Geico is very good.
They're very, very good. That's a That's a specialty of Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett's company, bought the Government Employees Insurance Company and made it a national brand. Geico, nobody knew what Geico was. It was just for government employees. That was it. And now, 20 years later.
They are one of the better advertisers. Yep. And thank you for supporting radio, Geico. Yep. They have one of the biggest advertisers in radio.
All right, there's a scandal, it would appear. Now, this is the it's hard to believe, isn't it, Jennifer?
That scandal?
There are 9 people who have died, 700 some odd who are sick. And a food executive has been convicted on federal felony charges linked to this poisoning. This is the Peanut Corporation of America and its owner, Peanut Parnell. Peanut Parnell.
That'd be awesome.
Wow. That would be great.
You know, in fact, let's just rename him that right now.
That's what they'll call him
in the big house.
That probably is what they're going to call him, Kenny. Sends to life in prison. For shipping out peanut paste contaminated with salmonella and knowing about it. Victims of the outbreak will get to speak at the sentencing this morning. So, this is something that is, this is, I don't know whether I like this or I don't like this.
Life in prison for salmonella.
I don't know whether the pieces fit for me. Yeah.
He knew.
He did.
The factory, the warehouse were horrible
and
with roaches and
rats. I mean, you name it. But you can still find that stuff. And remember when I had on that person from, was it Mr. Peanut or whatever that outfit? It was Kraft. And they all acknowledged that there's stuff like that all around everywhere. You'll find it when you open up your peanuts. 51 past the hour.
Parnell.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
David Naughton here with Making It from the movie Meatballs. Bill Murray's first starring role in a movie. His birthday is today. He's 65. I did not remember this movie. Chuck Curry is here. It's Movie Moments on Good Day. Do you remember this movie, Making It?
Meatballs.
The Meatballs is the name. Making It came from the movie.
Yeah, sure I do.
Really?
Yeah, actually, it was one of the first movies I saw on before HBO. There was a system in my neighborhood that had three pay channels. I forgot what it was called, and that was on there. I remember watching it on there.
Really?
But, yeah, Meatballs was a Canadian film shot on a low budget, starred Bill Murray. It did very well at the box office. It's not high art, but it has entertainment value, driven by Bill Murray.
Yeah. So, Chuck just proved what a total movie geek he is.
Yeah.
He had one of the first cable pay systems before even HBO, mm-hmm. and he remembers a B-movie that he saw on that cable system.
Yeah. That's why he's here, because he knows what he's talking about. Videos,
it is.
And
movies.
The funny thing is, I can't remember my anniversary, so in my mind works very strange.
Yeah. All right, so Chuck is here with a box office total and a review of some of the movies, like Black Mass that have been out and popular over the weekend. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
All right, let's get to Chucker and the box office totals. And as you give us the numbers, let's talk about some of these movies, Chucker.
All right, Doug. Number one was Maze Runner, The Scout Trail, which is one of those teen young adult movies, post-apocalyptic. I have no real interest, but it did $30.3 million. It was expected to do number one at the box office. The gangster film Black Mass, starring Johnny Depp, performed very well, placed second, 23.3. That's a solid number for a movie in the gangster genre. I went to see it Saturday night. Overall, I thought it was a solid watch with a terrific performance by Johnny Depp playing Boston gangster Whitey Bulger. My issue with the film, I couldn't help but think that it was somewhat thin-scripted. Bulger, as portrayed by Depp, who really is terrific in this film, sort of just is just a manifestation of evil, never really got into how he became that way. Mm-hmm. Didn't dwell on his childhood or some of the stuff that made him into this type of really evil personified character. Having said that, I think it's a solid entry in this genre. It's not Goodfellas or The Godfather, really not even in that league. But having said that, I would give it a 7 out of 10. And if you like this type of movie, it's well worth seeing. And Johnny Depp has a strong shot, I think, to get a nomination for Best Actor. Huh. It's some of his best work in years. Number three, The Visit, M. Night Shyamalan's low-budget horror film, $11.3 million over the weekend, a solid $42 million in 10 days, considering it's shot on a budget of $5 million. Last week's number one film, The Perfect Guy, placed fourth. And Everest, on 545 IMAX screens, did $7.5 million in business, which means it's strong interest. It opens wide this Friday.
Chucker, Doug, listen to this. Saturday night, my wife and I decide we're going to go see Mission Impossible. Had not seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
We go into the theater and my wife goes, they've raised the prices again of the tickets. It's like $12.50 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at the guy and I'm like, hey, you're ripping me off again. And he goes, no. He goes, it's your lucky day. Paramount had a buy one, get one free on Mission Impossible. Not advertised, just when you buy the ticket, here it is, your other one is free.
Mm-hmm.
So what was I don't understand still why would they have done it? Because if they didn't advertise it, you don't know to go see it. It was just a rebate.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me.
But I was shocked that Paramount was giving back money.
$12.50 for a movie is a lot. Yeah, in New York City, at the Ziegfeld, Mission Impossible, $15.
Yeah, it's up to that. Where we can, we pay here at the complex that I go to. We ought to become members of something here. There is now the AMC group has changed all of its theaters and made these wide seats and food available.
They can't fill a theater with smaller seats.
Yeah,
I'm $9. in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
Wow. Yeah. By the food side of the theater is $16, but you have it. Actually, the meals are not bad when you consider what it's kind of fun to have dinner and watch a movie.
Yeah.
All right, Chucker. Good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
59 passed on Good Day.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.